Beis Mar Cheshvan, Thursday the 11th of October, Rabbi Shmuel Baron. Thank you, Hashem.
Good morning, Shalom Aleichem Rabbi Yisai. I feel honored and privileged to be able to stand there and speak to the Tzibur. I would like to say what I'm saying today. Unfortunately, Inu Nishmas, our uncle, our dear uncle Stanley, Shmuel Ben Rabbi Yosef, Stanley Levison, which unfortunately last night was nifty. Yes, yes. Inu Nishmas, Shmuel Ben Yosef. Last night, at the end of the chasna, after he was made a chasna, Levison. Okay. Rabbi said, the Chidah writes that in Cheshvan, a person should be meschazik in Torah and mitzvahs. Why? Ki hu tchilas hashone b'poyal. Now starts the year in reality. I think I found this Chidah to be for the greatest nechamis. Because, you know, we had a Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Aseres, and made tshuva, and then Yom Tov came, well, everything fell to the wayside, and we feel it's all over. No, Rabbi Yisai, nothing's lost. Let's start now. Let's sit down. Let's make a shtikel cheshman nefesh again. What did we tell everybody in the Shalom and Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur? And let's start the year now. Tchilas Hashanah B'Poyel. Okay, I think from the best ways to start the Tchilas Hashanah B'Poyel, I feel, is the three, from the three... Kimat, most important words that should be on the lips of a Yid continuously. And I think from the Kimat, the three most powerful words that a Yid has, and that is, thank you, Hashem. They are so important and so powerful. And that's what I want to discuss this morning in a little bit of time that we have. Rabbi, it's true, it's Parshas Noach, but I haven't finished Parshas Bereishis yet, so that's where I'm holding. In Pasuk State, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Loi toiv heyoyis ha'odom levadoi. It's not good that a man should be by himself. Es eloi ezer kenegdoi. I should make him a spouse. Hashem says, it's not good by himself. And what happened? Absolutely nothing. The Torah carries on that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought all the animals to Adam. He created all the animals, he brought them all the animals, and he gave them, he should go and give them names, and Adam Rishon gave them names, and then Vayikra Adam Shem Shechol Lecha Behem Aleif HaShemayim, and then the Pasuk says, Ula Adam Loi Motza Ezer Kenegdei, and man did not find a spouse. Says Rashi, when the animals came to Adam Rishon to get names, they came in pairs, males and females. And Adam Rishon starts realizing something. Hey, what's going on? Rashi says this. L'kulam yesh ben zug, v'li ain ben zug. Everybody has a spouse, and I don't have a spouse. What's the next pasuk? Vayapel Hashem tadema. Hashem made that famous operation, and he created Chava. Rashi adds one word before that vayapel. Adam says, everyone has a spouse. I have no spouse. Says Rashi, Miyad! Vayapel Hashem Tadema. Immediately. Hashem said originally, it's like Tevi Yisodim Lavadai. Nothing happened. Adam Arishan says, everyone has, I don't have. He didn't ask, he didn't daven, nothing. It was a recognition. Miyad! Vayapel. What changed? Rabbi Yisai, Chivas Avavis writes, in the Hakdome to Shara Vaydis Elikim. I didn't bring my Chavis Avos with me, but on the side of Chavis Avos, on this Keta, I wrote on the side, Niflo. This is Mavil. Says the Chavis Avos in the Hakdome to Shara Vaydis Elikim. Why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the human being, the most needy of beings that there exists in the world? All animals. They're born, I said, an uncle, Rav Shalman Kamius, he started Kamius way back after the war, and he had a farm. I used to love going there when I was a kid, and I saw one time on the Shabbos afternoon, a cow was giving birth to a calf, And I watched the show. I wanted to see it. I thought a hoof coming out. My uncle sent me to go call the Arab to go hold the cow because it was Shabbos. I missed the birth. But I came right after the birth. And the calf got up on its 4 feet, walked the step, fell down, got up again, walked and fell down. Third time walked. Kachara behemus. He's on his own. Who missed that there? The human being is so needy. A doctor, a baker, and a tailor, and the guy's kaseder needy. Says Chaybes Halvav is phenomenal. The reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a person so needy is because of the great Rachmanis that Hashem has on the human being, on the Yid, in order that he should be Zoyche Techaye Ha'olam Haba. By a person being so needy, and he realizes he needs things, and when he gets them, he'll be so thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Wow, he'll feel a debt of gratitude, and he'll start being Eved Hashem Mikoyach HaKoras HaToiv, because he feels such a debt of gratitude, and thereby he'll be Zeichet to Elam Abba. Phenomenal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Toiv Meitiv, what he is so benevolent and kind and bestows so much goodness on a Yid, on a human being, is not because he wants you to have an Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh is so flying through. It's 70, 80, 100, it's nothing in relative to eternity, to Netzach Letzachim. The matar of the goodness of Olam Hazeh is for Olam Haba. That you'll be makir toiv, you'll be saying thank you to Hashem. You'll feel a debt of gratitude and you'll be Eved Hashem. Mikoyach dar HaKoras HaToiv. Eved Hazeh, the Pesukim are beautiful. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Vaytevi Yosadun Levadoi. It's not good. It's so good for him to have a spouse. But there's no point in giving it to him if he doesn't realize that he needs it and he's getting a favor, because he'll never say thank you. Comes along HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he sends them. Also, I was always wondering, if Hashem wants to give send to other than the animals to give them names, why does he have to send a male and a female? The elephant is the same elephant, male or female, to get the name elephant. You don't have to send a male and a female. Not right? No, what's the answer? Hashem was trying to prod Adam along to understand that you're lacking something. And it worked. He sent Zohar in a cave, and Adam Mishnah, hey, everybody has a spouse. This must be a great thing. I'm missing something. Ooh, you realized it? The stage is set. We can now give you a wife because you'll say thank you. Meiritik. The whole matar is to go and say thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Phenomenal. And this is, I think, this Chodesh Avos is the answer to the stira, which I was always wondering about. We're just over a yontif, Baruch Hashem, and we said every yontif, Atov v'chartonu mikol ha'amim. But your Olam chose us from all nations of the world. Choosing somebody, a bunch of people are appearing here. I choose one person. I'm choosing you for something. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu choose the Yid for? So most people would say, what do you mean? To do Torah, to do mitzvahs, to be Am HaNifchor. What do we say every morning in Shacharis? Every morning, we just said it this morning in Avar Abba. Uvanu v'charta mikol am v'loshen. For what? V'ker aftonu for what? L'hoi v'ayis l'cha! But Olam chose the Yid! You, I want your thanks. Your thanks means something to me. Atah v'chartonu mikol ha'amim, I chose you for your thanks. And that's what we say. And that's what we say. The Ramban writes it. The Ramban writes, Ein, in the end of Parashat, that the passage in Yeshaya first, Amzu yatzarti li, it's after Vayikra. Amzu yatzarti li, I created this nation. Tilosi yisapeyu. They should be singing my praises. They should be thanking me. Ramban writes in the Parashat's boy, Ein le'ein. Hashem has no interest in the human race. Ella, sheyeda adam, a person should recognize v'yoyde lelekav and say thank you to Hashem. And then we start learning Musar, and we start Perek Aleph Mesilas Yesharim, and Mrs. Sharm says, "Nimtzeinu lemeidim." What's the maskana? What's the conclusion? Nimtzeinu lemeidim ki iker metzius ha'adam b'olam hazeh. What's the task we need in this world? L'kayim mitzvahs, to do mitzvahs, v'la'avoyt, to do avodas Hashem, v'la'amoyt b'nesayim, and to stand up to all the tests. Rekha, am I here to thank, or am I here to do mitzvahs and to stand up to all the tests, and to Eved Hashem, what's going on? What's the answer, Rabbi Isai? The pshara is, the compromise of these two things is, the Chayvus Halvavus and Sha'avodas Elokim, Perek Gimel, which Chayvus Halvavus writes, Mahus Ha'avoida, the essence of Avoidas Hashem is, Shemekabel HaTayva, the recipient of the goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sheyeshalem Kimeitav Yecholtoi, you should pay back to the best of your ability tmuras in lieu of tmuras hatoiva shekibel mimenu, in lieu of the goodness that you got. What does that mean? They live with thanks. How do you express their thanks? By doing that avodas Hashem, not because I have to. By doing Torah or mitzvah, because I feel such a debt of gratitude to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be Eved Hashem, mitoich HaKaras HaToiv. That's the Shara, Uvon HaVacharta, Lahayna Yisrecha, Aber La'avid L'kai Mitzvah, V'la'amay B'nesoyin, do that, mikoyach, the HaKaras HaToiv, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Malbim writes. It's phenomenal. I found the Malbim. I was on a curse when that was the day of my daughter's chasana, and I saw this Malbim. I was blown away. The Malbim, I think it's a pasuk in Tehillim, if I'm not mistaken, Kapitel Samach Beis. If I'm not mistaken, I'm not 100% sure. Samach Beis, I think in the Samachs. And the words, I didn't even know the title of the words. Ki toiv chaz decha michayim, your chesed is better than life. Svasa yishab chuneka, my lips will praise you. What do the words mean? Pashut chat the pashut pshat. Kitoiv, chaz the chonek, and your chesed is better than life. Svasi shab choneka, my lips are going to praise you, says the Halakha Malbim. Reuven does Shimon a toiva. Reuven has a headache. Or Shimon has a headache, and Reuven brings him an Advil, brings an Akamol, brings him a paracetamol. The headache goes away. Two things took place. He got the paracetamol, the headache went away, and Reuven did him a favor. What's greater? That Reuven did him a favor, or the paracetamol? The tachlis is much greater than the fact that Reuven did him the favor. It's very sweet of you. You're a good friend. Thank you. But the ikur is, says David HaMelech, Ribbono Shel Olam, by you, ki toiv chaz decha mechaim. You're Ribbono Shel Olam. You're doing me such chesed. You're giving me life. You're bestowing so much kindness. Ribbono Shel Olam, by you, the fact that chaz decha, that you're doing a chesed with me, is greater than the chesed itself. Why? Svasa yishab chuneka. I have a reason to say thank you. Mavil! Mavil! The whole idea of HaTobah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I could say thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I can say thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, to see how great our thanks has to be, Rabbi Isai. I came one Shabbos morning, I came to shul. Kind of must have come on time, or maybe even a little bit early. And I was davening, I was thinking of what I was saying. And I came to Nishmas, and I said the words, L'cha levadcha anachnu moedim. What does that mean? Ribbono Shel Olam, only to you do I say thank you. I said those words, and I just stopped abruptly. Liar! I say thank you to everybody. I'm a mensch. I try to at least. I know that, I didn't want to say that. I usually say that when I speak in Israel, I say that. We're not Israel, but okay. But yeah, okay. Now, the cholavatra nachtumoidim. Only to you I say thank you. That's not true. You say thank you to so many other people. You say thank you to everybody. What kind of a lie is that? Only to you I say thank you. I was flabbergasted. Not a good gosh. And then, okay, and I stood for a minute or two, then went weiter. What does it say weiter in Nishmas? Ilu fidu mole shir kayom, Ribbono Shel Olam. If I had ein anachnu maspikim, if I would have all the powers and everything in the world to thank you, Ribbono Shel Olam, I wouldn't be able to thank you. Al achas me'elef alfei alofin v'rive revavais. You know how many zeros that is? That's not like 19 zeros. Not for one zillionth, billionth of the tibis that you give at me. That means there's not the smallest of tibis that I'd be able to thank you for. And I thought to myself, Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm asking for my hands, for my feet, for my children, for Parnosa filu, for the cherry on top of the cream, on top of the seven-layer cake I can't say thank you for. That's what we're saying, no? I can't say thank you for anything. Nothing. We don't have the... Rega, let's not get carried away. For the cherry on top, I can say, no? Let's get good to Kasha. And then we go with Tix, and I went to Levite. It was a good morning, the Shabbos, so it was Mardik. And we go to the next Vite. Now we start expressing all the different chasodim, the millions and billions of chasodim that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives with us. And what do we start off with? Mimitzrayim Galtonu. You took a vows out of Mitzrayim. You take the chesed, which happened one time in the history of the world. You're coming to say about all the millions and billions and zillions of times that we're getting. And what's the first example? You took us out of Mitzrayim, which happened one time in the history of the world. I would say, tell me about Rabbi Yisai, I want to share with you something. I was standing there for a few minutes, and Bar Olam was mayor's Einai. Remember, that was also before my first Shidduch. I said to myself, this is going to be the drasha on the Erison of my daughter. Well, my sister didn't ask me to speak, so I just, okay. But, so I got to, you guys have to suffer. Yeah, you got to have to suffer, right? So, and it struck me. Chayim Salvovus writes, in the beginning of the Hakadomah, of Shah Vedis Lakim. Chavis Avavis writes something marvelous. He writes, HaKoras HaToiv, that a person has to have for another human being, is irrelevant with outcomes. You have a headache. Two people go to get you a paracetamol. Both run around town. And they both come back schwitzing away. One guy found the chemist open, and the other guy couldn't find the chemist open. He comes back empty-handed. You owe HaKoras HaToiv to both of them exactly the same. Why? Because HaKoras HaToiv is not for the outcome. HaKoras HaToiv is for the goodwill. And in the goodwill is the same goodwill, not only the shtablus, it's the goodwill. It's the goodwill that you had that you wanted to help me for the Rotzon Toiv, for the goodwill that you had that you wanted to help me. Therefore, he said the opposite. And if somebody did you a favor with zero intention, agav, a favor came out for you, but he had no intention to help you out, you owe him zero HaKoras HaToiv. We have to know what's with Moshe Rabbeinu, with he didn't want to hit the earth, he didn't want to hit the water. Well, we have to work on that. We have to find out the answer to that. Rega. And what's the Havana in the Chavis Avavis? Because any person who's an MS of Maimon knows that what's Magiali to me, I'll get without anybody's help. Because your Bodhisattva will take care of me. And what's not Magia to me, nobody in the world will be able to change that. So the emes, the only thing the person has that he's doing for me, is only the goodwill. So if there's goodwill, you say thank you. If there's no goodwill, you don't say thank you. The outcome, that's Bogoy. I think it's Pashup Shop in the Chavis of Ovis. Ebraze, wow. Major understanding. L'cholavatcha nachmi moedim. Ribbono shel Olam. I say thank you to everybody, but for the goodwill. Ribbono shel Olam, you're the only one that I say thank you for the thing itself. Because the thing itself, that's totally in you. Isn't that nice? To everyone else, I say thank you for the goodwill. But for the thing itself, that only you get HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because nobody else can make any difference if I will get it, if I won't get it. Only you, Baruch Hu. But we see over here that there's something called thank you for goodwill. Rega. So we say Hashem for the thing itself. But Hashem has no goodwill. He has goodwill also, doesn't he? Now listen to this, Rabbi Yisai. Listen to this. My father, Lashon, once told me a maise from Chaim Brisker. And years later, I found out the other half of the story. Rabbi Chaim Brisker, when he was a kid, when he was 3-4 years old, he came home. He was in Cheder. And you see the guy, he's a little kid already. He came home, told his father, the Beis HaLevi, Tate, the Rebbe hat gewollt mir schlagen. The Rebbe wanted to give me a patch. How do you know he wanted to give you a patch? Because he gave me a patch. So the Beis HaLevi said, that's what my father always told me, that line, but I never heard the ice sphere. But the hamster of the story is, the Beis HaLevi said to the Chaim, so why don't you tell me that he gave you a patch? So Dr. Chaim Agoinis, Tate, you always told me I should only say something which I have a proof to. That he wanted to give me a patch, I have a proof. But that he gave me, I have no proof. That he wanted to, I have a proof because he gave it to me. But that he gave me, I have no proof. No, you don't got that? catch a chayv of tifkeit. He could say, I can prove to you, you told me I should only say so much I have a proof to. That he wanted to give me a patch, I can prove it because he gave it to me. But if I'll tell you that he gave me a patch, I have no way to prove that. It is mine. That was a beautiful thing. I said, right, because I can tell you. That's from Chaim. So that's, we'll become a brisk explanation to you. Okay, let's go. So now, but the Nikin Nukudah is, there's a Bazinda Nukudah of Ratzai. So, you know, I'm trying to bring out from Reb Chaim's mice was that, you know, it's like ridiculous. If a person does something for you, just say thank for the thing. Forget about the Ratzai. You know, after I heard this story, I was saying Alamichi one time. Alamichio, Balakalkola, Batibus Sada, Balaretz Chem Tev Rechava, Balaretz Chem Tev Rechava. What are the next two words? Sherotzisa vinchalta. That you wanted and you gave us. Repetition, you gave us. What's the gift that you wanted? You can go to Gaza. Sherotzisa vinchalta, you gave it. It's more than the basic latest capture of Chaim. What's the gift of this vinchalta? Rabbi Yisai, I want to share with you something beautiful. We said before for Chavis Avabas, Hakor Satoiv, thank you is how much goodwill there was. How much goodwill does somebody want to do for me? How can I know how much goodwill a person does for me? There's only one way to know. What he did for me. The guy went around town to get a paracetamol. I know, I can't know more than that. But that's out for a person who's year line 9. What about if someone who could see a person's heart? Listen to a Gemara. The Gemara says, when it came time for a Pchid to be nifted from the world, the Malchamovas came to take his neshama. And he couldn't get him. Like Pasak Pumim Megirsa. He didn't stop learning. What did he do? The Malachamavis, Idmele Ka'anya. The Malachamavis made himself like a poor man. He knocked on Rabchiya's door. And they told Rabchiya, Tati, there's a poor man by the door. Rabchiya comes running. And this Malachamavis turned himself into a poor starving man, says, please have Rachmanis on me. I haven't eaten in 2 days. I'm starving. And Rabchiya says, come inside, please sit him down. And he brought him 2 slices of bread. Sit down and eat. And after he sat down, he says, Rabchiya, I'm not really a poor man. I'm really the Malach HaMavis. You are willing to give me 2 pieces of bread, give me your neshama. And Rabchiya was masking me, he was nifter. Isn't that ridiculous? Imagine you're standing in shul and some people come around collecting for money and you give them a half a shekel or you give them a half a pound. Huh? Give me $1 million. You're crazy? A half a pound I'm willing to give you. $1 million I'm willing to give you. What's the pshat in the Gemara? Rav Ash staked on the Gemara. I think Reb Chaim Shulevit says this pshat. Meirdik. What was Reb Chaim Muchan to do for this Malach HaMavis? We can only know from his actions. That's Adimir Le 9. But if you could look into Reb Chaim's heart, when he saw this poor man, his heart went out, Birachmanis, and the Emes Reb Chaim was willing, was mukhan, his goodwill was to give his life for this guy. This guy is Nebuch. It only manifested itself in a piece of bread, but the Ratzin was a lot deeper than the piece of bread. And you see, the Malach HaMavis was right. Reb Chaim gave him his neshama. You see, he was right. That means you see that the goodwill could sometimes be a lot more than what's being done. Rabbi Yisai, let's go back to, and that's why I say that to Pshat and Alamichya. Shirotzisa v'inchalta. Rebbeinu Shalom. Okay, I'll get to Alamichya in a second. Listen to this. Now let's go to Nishmas. This is murder. The guy's such a know from this. Rabbi Yisai, we asked the question, you can't thank for the cherry on top of the cake? For that, for my hands, my feet, or for the cherry. Rega. For what he gave me is only the cherry on top of the cream of the 7-layer cake. But how much rotzen is there? Mi Mitzrayim gealtanu! Baralim took us out of Mitzrayim, you see how much he's willing to do for me! And if so, I can't thank him for the cherry on top. You're right, for the cherry I can thank. But besides the cherry, there's the goodwill of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that goodwill is endless. What's the raya? Mimitzrayim Galtano. Yes, the kasha. What do you mean Mimitzrayim Galtano? One time in the history of the world. But that shows us how much goodwill Baruch has for us. L'chol avatcha nachnamayim for the taiva itself. That maybe we could say thank you. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also Ratzon Tov. How great is the Ratzon Tov? Mimitzrayim Galtanu. Therefore, I can never say thank you for the smallest of things. And that's the Pshat Na'al Michya. A Of course I'm thankful for the Inchalta, but also for the Ratzisa, because the Ratzisa is greater than the Inchalta, because the Ratzisa is so much more than the Inchalta. I'm telling you, Rabbi said, just to live a life, these words should be on the tips of our tongues. Thank you, Hashem, in every single thing that we do, in every single, we got a geshmak and davening, thank you, Hashem. You go here, you go home, you drive home, you wash, you can say, thank you, Hashem. You go to the store, thank you, Hashem. Everything, it's in the dover stuff. Now, the utzma, the strength. I told you how important these words are. These words, as I start out, the most important words, because this is the source of Avedis Hashem, according to how much thank you Hashem will have, that's how much Avedis Hashem will have. But now I want to tell you the power of these words. The Helik Rikiveger says a pshat. In one of the drushes of Rikiveger, it's printed in the old Shulah Svarim, there's a drushes from Rikiveger, and he writes over there on the Pasuk Intim, I think at the end of Kapitel Nun. Zeveach Toida Yechabdonini. Someone who's zeveach toida, he's respect me. Rashi learns toida is a carbon is vidui. Rabbi Kivege learns toida is thanks. Zeveach toida chabdonani. Somebody who thanks me for the past favors, kaviyochli chabdonani. He's being mechabed me, says Hakadosh Baruch Hu. V'sam derech, and you're preparing the way. Arenu b'yeshalakim that I'll show you more Yeshuas. What's the pshat, Rikiveger? It's like the Rikiveger. What's the pshat? And the pasuk says, Rikiveger. Ruben the Shimon HaTaiva. A big Taiva. He really muchid, and he really worked hard to do this favor for Shimon. Really, really. If Shimon meets him and just about says a half a thank you, Ruben will have no cheshek to do it again. But if Shimon expresses his hakaras HaTaiva, thank you for what he didn't express, and he sends him a shalchman, his name's a thank you note, etc., etc., that will give him cheshek to go and do more. Says Rabbi Kiveger, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the same thing. Zeveach Toida, somebody who thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu for yesterday's favors, Yechabdonani, your Kaviyochu being Mechabar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says Hashem, V'sam Derech, this thanks that you thanked me for yesterday, V'sam Derech, you are preparing the way, you're putting down the railroad tracks, you're paving the road for Arenu B'Yeshalakim, then I'll give you more Yeshuas, I'll give you more. Haidah is the catalyst, Haidah is the Sib, is the Davar, which will bring more. The thanking for yesterday will bring you more. After that, I noticed in three other places, I was saying Moedin Drabon one day, it's phenomenal. I thank Hashem for keeping me alive. And then a whole list of bakashas. Do this and this for me. Why? Al shanachnu moedim loch. Because we thank you. Because I thank you gives me a schus to ask from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Al shanachnu moedim loch. And then later on, I was once saying Lam Natzech one morning. Neran Bishua Secha. Naranam Bishua Secha will praise you for Yeshuas. Ubishem Elokeinu Nidgo. And will hold up the flag of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll be thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Naranam Bishua Secha, Ubishem Elokeinu Nidgo. Yemalei Hashem Kol Mishalei Secha. Hashem will fill all your wishes. What's the connection? It's Mamash Yisrael Kivager. Naranam Bishua Secha, you'll thank Hashem for yesterday's favors. Yemalei Hashem Kol Mishalei Secha. Hashem will fill all your requests. Because another one Shabbos morning I was davening and I saw something phenomenal. It says in the pasuk, "Sabeinu b'boker chazdecha, make me satisfied in the morning with your chesed, and we'll thank you, v'nismecha b'chol yameinu, and we'll be happy all day." What does that mean? Sabeinu b'boker chazdecha, in the morning we buy Hashem for breakfast. Give me a cappuccino with a ragala, and I'll thank you, v'nismecha b'chol yameinu, and we'll be happy. Yes, that's the Sefer Kivager. Give me something in the morning, Rabbi Yishev, a little bit of a taiva, uneranana, and I'll thank you. I'm guaranteed v'nismecha b'chol yameinu, because he'll bestow upon me more and more goodness. And Rabbi Yishai, it goes with credit. I get it on credit. A friend of mine once told me, Rafeinu Hashem b'nei Rafa, heal me Hashem, and let me heal v'hashen, save me. Why? Kisi l'aseinu ata, because you are our praise. How is that a reason that I should have a refuah? So my friend told me, I'm muri dikazach. Person of Chamar Tzlan is Yeshua, sick, Parnosu, whatever it is. Rebbein Hashem, I'm telling you now, when I'm sick, Rebbein Hashem, if the Yeshua comes, Kisloseinu Ata. I'm not going to rely on it, not on the doctor and not on the medicine and not on anything. I'm going to say that it came from you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then you can get on credit. We have to stop. There's one other nekuda. Okay. Shkoyach HaGoyisai. Thank you very much.